I'm so grateful that I had the thought to work out with this kingdom of God within us. It really is a truth, a powerful truth, that I don't think I've spent enough time with to get it so deeply in my heart. Because with it, it's saying that what is out there, that equals what is within me, or all of us, in fact. I'm so grateful for that because it's telling us also that matter is not there. That our whole journey should be with the goal of realizing more and more that we are spiritual. I can't thank Mrs. Eddy enough for explaining this truth in her works, both science and health and prose works. So much is said about this. But it's for me to really dwell with it, to get it into my heart so deeply that all the time I'm thinking that the kingdom of God is within me. If this is my thought, what can come, physical or any circumstance, that I will not refer or think about this powerful truth and have some triumph over it? It says that let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, that is the kingdom of heaven. And if I'm knowing this, as the last testifier said, then, of course, sin, disease, and death will be diminishing. I am so grateful for this, and I know that all of us, we have this truth within us. The liars will come up and tell us differently, but if we remember what we have been given as our inheritance, my goodness, there is greater power in us than anything that is out there, which will conquer our fears, our pain, everything untoward that is not from God. I am so grateful for God's grace, for Jesus, his life and his teachings, for Mrs. Eddy, a revelation that shows us that we are spiritual. So grateful to be here tonight, and thanks for all the other testimonies.